Country Club FM.
Hi, welcome. It's another edition of the Bob Almanac. Neil Freeman is on a 1 week paid suspension for Bob Almanac discrepancies. And his staff also has been suspended without pay, but Neil's still getting paid, so feel good about that. Did I do this yet? But we do have virtual Neil. We pay him absolutely nothing.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Let's get her going. Monday today, first Monday of July, July 6th. It is the 188th day of the year, 178 left to go, 178 full days remaining. As we're 6 days into July. This date, Louis Pasteur. You know, we could use Louis Pasteur right about now. I bet you he could snap his fingers and have a vaccine for COVID-19 and for the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Just like that. I mean, he did, polio, and he did all that other good stuff that he did. Gave us penicillin. And on this date, he tested an anti-rabies vaccine on a boy who had been bitten by an infected dog. It was not the boy from Old Yeller, though. It wasn't the kid from Old Yeller. It was another one who eventually, I think, became like the president of the Pasteur Institute or whatever it was, 1885. Jim Thorpe, a pretty good athlete. In fact, the King of Sweden proclaimed him the greatest athlete of the 20th century. Greatest athlete of the world in the 20th century is only 12. We were only 12 years into the 20th century. Yeah, you know, the King of Sweden didn't see Bo Jackson coming. But in 1912, he saw Jim Thorpe. He said he was the greatest athlete of the world in Stockholm at the Olympic Games. 1933, the first All-Star game was held in Chicago, Illinois. It was at Comiskey Park. Babe Ruth hit his first All-Star game home run. Of course, Babe Ruth was later on in his career, kind of long in the tooth. That was the state, 1933. In 1936, you think it's hot right now? You think it's been hot the last few days? How about 1936? Yeah, the Dust Bowl. This was going on, folks. And in Moorhead, the state record for the hottest temperature ever recorded, and it still stands, 114. That's 46 degrees Celsius for you Canadians. 114 degrees Fahrenheit, Moorhead. This date in 36. 57. Let's get some newsreel action here.
Sportsmen everywhere applauded Althea's triumph and shared in her moment of glory when Queen Elizabeth herself presented the symbol of victory to the girl from Harlem, who became the toast of the tennis world in 1957.
Althea Gibson, the first black tennis player to win a Wimbledon tennis title, first black man or woman. That was this date, 1957. On this same day,
on July 6th, John and the group met another young musician from the neighboring area of Allerton. His name was Paul McCartney, and he was there at the suggestion of sometime quarryman bassist Ivan Vaughn.
It was a fateful day in all of pop and rock music where John Lennon and Paul McCartney introduced to each other. Just think if Paul got sick that day and wasn't able to meet John Lennon. Would history self-correct and they would eventually meet or not? First thing John Lennon said to Paul McCartney was, "Never said I was bigger than Jesus." I don't know who in 1957 said that to John Lennon, but that was the state. 1957, John Lennon was playing for his group, the Quarrymen. They were at a church dinner, and Paul McCartney was there. More music. Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney were buddies. They sang some songs together. Remember that Say, Say, Say tune? That was pretty good. 1984, Michael Jackson and his brothers. Real audio from, I believe, Kemper Arena in Kansas City. If it was an event happening in Kansas City, it was Kemper Arena before they built that new one. We can just assume. But it was the Victory Tour. Michael Jackson was fresh off of the success of Thriller. He had perfected the moon dance. They took proper precautions to make sure that his hair would not start on fire. And it was basically a Michael Jackson concert with his brothers in tow. And basically, the other Jacksons, Jermaine and Tito and Randy, they said, "Hey, Michael, can you loan us some money? Can you loan us some money?" And he said, "No, but I'll go on tour with you. You can earn it." That was a good thing for Michael. He's just not giving them money, making them earn it on the Victory Tour, the well-known Victory Tour from 1984. 1985, Tom Green set the world record for oyster eating. He downed 288 oysters in a minute, 33 seconds. Now, to me, oysters eating a lot in a short period of time is easy. They just kind of slide on down, right? They're like sliders. They're the original sliders, oysters. Not like those hot dogs where they kind of, the guy has to almost go into convulsions to get them down. Did you watch any of that over the weekend? I didn't. I missed it. I tuned it in and it was already on to the next show, which I think was Cornhole on ESPN. Then they showed an Eagles concert. ESPN's really struggling right now with no sports. They can't wait for baseball to get back. But Tom Green, oyster eater, 85. Speaking of baseball, we're going to go back to 83.
And he drives it to deep right. Back goes Murphy, way back. And there it is, the first grand slam in All-Star history.
So the first All-Star game was 50 years ago. And there was a time there where they had two All-Star games. Some of you baseball historians may remember that. They had two All-Star games a season. But it took 50 years for them to have a grand slam in a baseball All-Star game. Fred Lynn did it, and it's coincidental that it was also at Comiskey Park, same place as the first All-Star game in 1938. It's almost like they wrote the script for this thing. Not the almanac, because that's totally off the cuff, but I mean for baseball and MLB. So that was Fred Lynn, first All-Star game, grand slam, this date in Chicago, 1983. 1987, July 6th, the day that Kris Kristofferson would probably like to do over. Kris Kristofferson, the great singer-songwriter and actor. Kris Kristofferson on this date, he was in New York. A veterans group in New York gave him a plaque showing their appreciation of his work. Later in the day, that plaque was discovered in the garbage. The media jumped on the story. Kristofferson spent the rest of the day apologizing. This day, 1987. I'm sure if we had social media back then in 87, it would have even been worse. But it's a day that Kris would like to relive, I'm sure, and find some way, whether it was him or one of his handlers or somebody who threw that plaque in the garbage, probably like to make sure that that doesn't happen. 1988 here this date, several popular beaches were closed in New York City due to medical waste. Other debris began washing up in the sea. Talk about a horror story. Psycho was nothing compared to what was happening on these beaches in New York City. Oh, I just got bit by a stingray. Oh, wait a minute. That was a syringe. 1988. 1994, this movie came out.
Hello. My name's Forrest. Forrest Gump. Would you like a chocolate?
Oh, thank you.
It's funny what a young man recollects.
You're the same as everybody else. You are no different.
Run, Forrest, run. I actually said that to somebody the other day. I was playing golf, and a guy was out there jogging, and he was running just like Forrest Gump. And I didn't say it loud enough for him to hear it, because I think he had earbuds in. He had earbuds listening to tunes. I don't know what you listen to as you jog, but based on the way this guy was running, it had to be Culture Club. It had to be. And I said, run, Forrest, run. My wife laughed. But the jogger didn't hear it. So Forrest Gump, Tom Hanks, U.S. theaters released on this date in 1994. 2016 in the news.
In the result, the sentence that I imposed on the accused for the murder, dolus eventualis, of the deceased, that is River Steenkamp, is 6 years imprisonment.
6 years in prison for the Blade Runner, Oscar Pistorius, the double amputee who ran in the Olympics with prosthetic legs, sentenced to 6 years this date for shooting and killing his girlfriend. He said that it was self-defense, it was an accident, thought it was somebody else, it was an intruder in his house. Where's Virtual Neil been?
I only watch Gunsmoke.
Oh, there he's back. And then also, same thing. 4 years ago, same year, 2016.
Gotcha.
Pokemon yes. Fever is back, and it's everywhere.
Nostalgia hits in, like, I'm a kid, I need to play this again, it's real life.
Well, he texted me like 30 minutes ago saying, let's meet up in Hollywood to catch Pokemon.
Trying to catch them all, you know?
It's blanketing Los Angeles hotspots like Hollywood
and Pokemon Go, released on this date, where it was an app on your phone, and then people were just roaming around town and trying to find Pokemon, trying to catch them all, and some of them put themselves in areas of danger. Was kind of worried. Public safety officials said, not only is this a royal waste of time, folks, but it also puts you maybe, you might just aimlessly walk out in the middle of the street, get run over, all for Pokemon, which for some people might have been worth it, but not for most. 2016. Is that still a thing? I don't hear about that much anymore. So that was kind of all the rage. And I don't know if it's even that big of a deal anymore, or some people are still doing it just in smaller numbers. Let's move on to birthdays now. You ready, Neil? Let's
do it. I'm ready, Jim.
Okay, very good. The Dalai Lama is 85. Neil, could you...
I'll look that up.
I didn't even ask you. And he's going to look up which Dalai Lama is this. I think he's the 13th or 14th Dalai Lama. He is 85 today. Wonderful actor, Ned Beatty.
N.
M! You want M, Mr. Luthor? Come right up!
No, it's N! Oh. N as in Neanderthal, nincompoop, nitwit, and L as in ladder!
Ladder, Mr. Luthor, come right up! I'm sorry, Mr. Luthor.
Right away, Mr. Luthor. That's Ned Beatty. He's Otis, Mr. Luthor's right-hand man. You wouldn't call him a henchman, but he was a right-hand man. He had two right hands, in fact. That's why he was so clumsy. And, of course, he was good in Deliverance, among other things. Ned Beatty, 83 on our list.
Doop, 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 doop-a-barrel, doop, doop, doop-a-barrel, doop, doop, doop-a-barrel, doop, doop, doop-a-barrel.
Hey, Neil, will you look up and see how many times Gene Chandler says Duke in this song?
I'll look that up.
Actually, I know it. It's 77. 77 Dukes in Duke of Earl. Gene Chandler is 83. We have Jeannie Seely.
Don't touch me if you don't love me, sweetheart.
She's 80 today. Country singer Jeannie Seely. He will forever be Robin.
Holy whiskers! Holy birthday cake! Holy headache! Holy ball and chain!
We could go on forever and ever. I think it was in his contract. He had to do at least six holy blah blah blahs every episode of the 60s Batman show. Burt Ward, that's what he's known for. I'm sure he's done other things, but he was Robin the Boy Wonder on Batman. He's 75. Our 43rd president of the U.S. is blowing out candles here today. That'd be George W. Bush, 74. Sylvester Stallone.
Who are you?
Nightmare.
You know, for a guy who, you know, a lot of people said wasn't that good of an actor, he was in a lot of movies, wasn't he? Sylvester Stallone. We kind of met him for the first time and really got to know him well in Rocky, right? He had done a few things before Rocky, but Rocky is where he really hit the scene, became a superstar. Sylvester Stallone, who's 74. Fred Dreyer was a member of that fearsome foursome defense for the Los Angeles Rams, and he went on into a nice little acting career. Fred Dreyer is 74 today. He got to work with Stephanie Kramer on Hunter, too. That wasn't too bad. And I think he did color commentary for one TV NFL game, and I think that only one was Vikings-Chargers 1981. Big comeback with a Rick Danmeyer field goal after an onside kick. Neil?
I'll look that up.
Thank you. So, Fred Dreyer, 74. What time is it, Neil? Tell me.
TV theme time.
Virtual Neil here today, everybody. Ladies and gentlemen.
The weight is enough to fill our lives with love.
Grant Goodeve. He was the oldest and probably the wisest, although Willie Ames was pretty wise, just with that hair. It was just a wise haircut. Grant Goodeve, the oldest, and he's the singer. He's singing this theme. Eight is enough. 68 today. We haven't had a Cheers cut in a while.
But why would you want to marry a man like this?
Daddy, isn't it obvious to you?
Nothing's ever obvious to me.
She was Coach's daughter on Cheers, made a couple of cameo appearances, and had a regular character and appearance on Moonlighting. She was a regular there, a recurring character. Elise Beasley, 66. We have John Jorgensen of the Desert Rose Band. You had your Herb Peterson, you had your Chris Hillman, and you had your John Jorgensen. He was kind of the third of that trio. John Jorgensen, Desert Rose Band today is 64.
Go show it.
Neil's favorite, and he's not here to enjoy it. 50 Cent. 50 Cent, 45. He's in the club, and in fact, I think that's where Neil is here today. From Sister Sister, the twin actresses, they're now on the show The Real. Tamara and Tia Mowry, 42. and Kevin Hart, funny guy.
I'm sorry, can you clarify that last sentence for me?
Yeah, well, now that you're in.
Let me stop you right there. I'm not in. I never said that I was in. In fact, I expressly remember saying that I was out.
I know, but they think you're in.
I'm freaking out! I'm out! What's left to tell?
No, I
get
it.
I'm not in!
I'm saying they think you're in.
I'm not in!
I get it.
He and The Rock make a pretty good comedy team. They've been in a few movies, including Central Intelligence and most recently Jumanji 1 and 2. Kevin Hart, 41. About a year ago, he was in a horrible car accident. In fact, he bought himself a 1970 Barracuda for his birthday a year ago, which would have been today. And then a month or two later, he's in a bad accident, broke his back in multiple places, and had a real, real difficult comeback and rehab. And it sounds like he's made it all the way back here a year later. So Kevin Hart, 41. Gone but not forgotten, Neil. You would normally do this.
Let's do it.
But I'll do it here in your honor. I'll try to do it justice. John Paul Jones, naval officer, revolutionary hero, I have not yet begun to fight, was the phrase that he coined. I believe he also later on said, who let the dogs out? But that one never kind of made it. It was never attributed to him as much. Sebastian Cabot, Mr. French.
Mr. Davis! No, not Mr. Davis. Mr. Davis, wait, sir. You can't leave me like this.
Oh, yes, he can. You're now taking care of Jody and Buffy from Family Affair. Sebastian Cabot, Mr. French. Happy birthday. Born on this date, 1918. Gone but not forgotten. Nancy Reagan always wore the red dress and would always tell Ronald no. And then she said that about drugs as well. Nancy Reagan, 1921. Bill Haley.
All right, shake, rattle and roll. Come on, shake.
He didn't have a long list of big hits, but the ones that he had, including Rock Around the Clock and this one, See You Later, Alligator, were huge rock and roll influencing songs. Bill Haley, 1925. Merv Griffin, 1925. Janet Lee. You know, in hindsight, she should have just taken a bath. Or just left the hotel when Norman was arguing with his mother, who was actually him. She should have realized it was him and then just left, but she didn't, and it was fateful. Janet Lee, 1927, and Della Reese.
When you walk.
Another one of our folks here on the list singing their own theme song. Grant Goodeve did it. Della Reese does it here. If we only had Charlotte Ray on this date, it would have been the trifecta.
I will run.
Touched by an Angel, Della Reese, 1931. And Neil, now they're what? They're all gone
but not forgotten.
Thank you, Virtual Neil. He'll be here all week long. Total Country, Bob FM. We are paying Virtual Neil with deals on Radio Fun Bucks. So actually, we actually do pay Virtual Neil a nice little stipend here on the Bob Almanac. We'll do it again tomorrow. I'll be here for the All Request Lunch Hour. Bobathon next and your no repeat workday.
All you need for summer. KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI HD1 Elk River Minneapolis St. Paul. Bob FM.